Why did St. John write his gospel? In fact, why did the Holy Spirit cause the entire Bible to be written? There were so many stories of Jesus, so much information which the authors of the Bible did not record, that we must wonder, why this and not something else? John tells us, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name." Every story, every detail points us to the truth that Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, is also true God, our Redeemer from sin and death. Those questions we have about Jesus' childhood are irrelevant to our salvation. Those questions we have about his appearance are irrelevant to our salvation. If the Bible is silent on a given topic, it is irrelevant to our salvation. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. Several days earlier, John the Baptizer pointed to Jesus and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Jesus invited his first disciples to follow him, then proceeded to Galilee to begin his public ministry. At this point, the disciples knew Jesus as someone out of the ordinary, but they had yet to witness his acts, which show that he is the Son of God. This week, we will look at Jesus' first miracle, which happened in Cana at Galilee. May our Lord grant you his grace and mercy as we see Jesus revealed in his glory. Amen.